the Frobot, aka Young Terminator, aka Bitch I Might Be, and you're listening to the Frocast podcast presented by NappyAfro.com. Step back.
NappyAfro.com.
You are now tuned in to the dopest podcast for the flyest website on the internet. This is the Frocast episode 131. I'm your man, Saul Wright, a.k.a. Hands Up, Fuck You. Ooh. Sitting there with the homie King Germ. Say what's up to the people, bro.
What's going on? It's your boy King Germ, a.k.a. Coach Germ. Still in the building. I'm back. 131.
Did y'all win last week?
No, sorry, we didn't win, man. We had a reality check last week. My boys was feeling like they needed it. I mean, it was a short turnaround. We had a game on Tuesday night, a game on Saturday. So those two practices that we had, the Wednesday and Thursday practice, you know, wasn't a good practice because the kids were just, you know, they won their first game. And so, you know, they was feeling all. And then Saturday we played at 9 a.m. when we typically play at nighttime. And so, you know, the boys just wasn't up to play the game. They were sleepwalking. They showed no effort. My star linebacker, he didn't play that game. And then it was just like everybody was like, well, Daniel's not here.
Damn.
You know, they just kept, you know, like, you know, putting it on because he wasn't there. So
what about Cam Newton?
Cam Newton, he didn't play a bad game. It's just that nobody was showing effort that day. Like the receivers, like one come, you know, it was just like a bad mixture. You know, they were sleepwalking, and you know, and so we had to bring it back to the basics this last, because we had an off week this week, and so we just been going back to the basics and just, you know, hitting heavy fundamental football, because the team we playing this week, man, they average 50 points a game, man, so.
Damn.
Yeah.
Did you get rid of the other coach?
He didn't show up for practice yesterday. He didn't call me. You know, Phillip didn't call me and let me know he wasn't coming to practice, so he's really on my shit list.
He quit. he just resigned.
I mean, he was there the day before, but then yesterday you don't even show up. You know what I'm saying? And you don't call and say, "Hey, coach, I'm not gonna be there." You know, fuck you, kiss my ass, none of that shit. You know what I'm saying? And so now I'm feeling some type of way, as the young fag boys, you know, say.
Wow.
Yeah, you know, I mean, but like I said, I'm not worried. I went and scouted the team again last night, watched them trash another opponent. But the good thing is, yes, they have averaged 50 points a game. On the flip side, they played the two worst teams in the conference. So I'm thinking maybe this team needs to see, they need to get punched in the mouth, you know, because like I said, I got the boys to do it. We just got to do it. And so this is what we're going to have to do. Now, if you didn't know, Khabib Easy said that, you know, if you never listen to 130 episodes of Let's Talk Shit, I coach Little League football. Be Easy got mad long. You just started talking about coaching. Nobody knows what you do. Okay, I coach Little League little kids, okay? So this is what I do. If you haven't heard me on the episode, and, you know, just I coach football. I'm not going to tell you what city. I coach football.
What other point has he got for us? Yeah, I don't get it. I'm not involved in those meetings.
Yeah. He just wants us to know when we lead, when we segue into things, sometimes we just start talking like we assume that our listeners know what we're talking about. But then again, Be Easy, I'm going to tell you like this. We don't give a fuck what our listeners give a fuck about, okay?
Wow.
Yeah, okay. I mean, I'm just go ahead and say it. You know what I'm saying? Because Be Easy, like, everybody is anal and OCD like him. Everybody's not Be Easy. You are a small percentage of listeners of the world. But we're not going to go in about you, Be Easy, man. But shout out, Be Easy is my winner of the week. I will let y'all know why he's my winner of the week. He did some crazy shit, and shout out to Be Easy, man. He's my winner of the week, man. You know.
Damn, yeah. Shit on Be Easy, and they gave him the winner. That, I mean, I guess if you're going to get shit on, that's the best way to do it.
Yeah, exactly, man. But, and then, you know, we're going to finish the football, fantasy football, pro fantasy league still chugging along, man. Everybody, look, the parity is there this year, man. It's like, I think it's like everybody's like 2-2, or, you know, it's not too many, you know, everybody's a game ahead of each other. And so it's a nice little season this year. Everybody's about 2-2, you know, and it's crazy. So it's going to.
Harlem Heat still number one?
No, not at all.
Whoa, who's number one?
GQ Blue might be number one. Let me give you the update because it's
weird. I mean, you're gonna put up the post. I want to.
Yeah. But this is for Saul Wright. This is just for Saul Wright.
People. I appreciate
so,
that.
You know, you'll probably see the post. Like, look, I haven't typed it up yet, so it'll probably be up tomorrow with this. So
we're getting an exclusive. It's early right now as we record, but tomorrow it'll be late.
Fresh, it's fresh off the presses right here, people.
Early late insight for y'all.
Oh yeah, GQ Blue is the number one team right now at a 3-1 record. GQ Blue, you know, imagine that.
And, brother that came up.
Yeah, man. And, you know, me personally, the king of Thoughtland, I am in 12th place.
Whoa.
And, yes. With a record of 2-2, you know what I'm saying? It's not good. Fifth in my division, which is, horrible. And,
God damn.
Look. I'm on a winning streak. I just won. I'm 2-2, but I'm in 12th place. That's how everybody.
The whole league must be 2-2, like you said.
It was two people was 3-1, and then everybody else is 2-2.
And then by points. So.
And then it's head to head. Then we got 2-3-1 teams, 2-1-3 teams. So that's what, 4. And then we got 10-2-2 teams.
Okay. So it's not as bad as it sounds. Don't say 12.
Not as bad as it sounds.
You're in the middle of the pack, like they're doing golf. There's a log jam at number 3.
Yes, it's a log jam. Playoffs start today, though, I wouldn't be in. So.
Yeah, you like 12. I'm over. It's time to go ahead and do a fire sale for this motherfucker.
Yes.
Y'all can catch out the Fro League, you know what I'm saying, nappyafro.com. The post goes up every Friday. You can find out what's going on with the league, see where King Germ is ranking, see where GQ is, and a lot of the other characters that we have in that league. It's very entertaining, very high-spirited, I guess is the best way to put it.
Yes.
And somebody might get threatened with a weapon.
Yep.
That's nappyafro.com. What can you do?
Or screenshot a picture. Your wife might get screenshotted. Who knows,
man? Whoa.
Kids, you know. It
vacations.
Doesn't matter. Yeah. You know, it doesn't matter. We give no fucks over here. I mean, you know. But it's what we do.
God damn. So outside of football, man, everybody, I don't know how to segue into this, and I don't know that BEZ is going to be happy. Everybody's fucking crazy.
Yes.
That's everybody easy. And literally fucking crazy. Mm. Last week we talked about Wiz Khalifa, Amber Rose.
Mm. Speaking of Wiz Khalifa, Amber Rose, did you see the I'm not gonna say caping that Peter Rosenberg from Hot 97 did.
Like, that was caping.
That was caping. I mean, because I'm like this, man. You're a grown fucking man. Why are you sticky? I mean, the way he sounded like a straight, you know, gossipy little girl. Like, I know her. Like, she would never. She's the most loyal person. Like, bro, you haven't known her. Did you know her like when she was stripping in clubs? Like, come on, no, you know her for the past year. You know, since she's been civilized, Amber Rose. You know what I'm saying? You didn't know her when she was wild and running around and sniffing coke off bitches' tits and, you know what I'm saying, having menages. You know, you didn't know her then. You probably wouldn't have your wife around her. But, hey, keep caping, buddy. Keep caping, yeah, Rosenberg. I mean. And people, if you don't know what we talk about, this for Be Easy. It's a video of Peter Rosenberg saying he really basically told that, you know, the reason why Amber and Wiz split up is because Wiz was cheating. She walked in on him with a set of twins, which, by the way, sets up this next question. It's all right. Could you have, if you were single?
Of course. If I was single.
Could you have sex with a set of twins?
They are the ones that have the issues. It's not me. It's so, not my problem. So
it wouldn't bother you that, you know, a set of twins was right there in the bed and you was, you know.
Now, see, I have to approach this because I know how Germ asks questions. So let me be very clear. Twin female sisters.
Oh, come on, sorry.
Hey, man, I just know how you throw me under the bus sometimes. So I just had to.
I mean, I wouldn't talk about the twin nuts or nothing like that. Come on.
I had to watch out for you sometimes, man. So, I don't. Now, I will say personally, I'm not that kind of dude. Like, a threesome has never really been on my radar.
Yeah.
So, that doesn't intrigue me any more than just being able to fuck some broad. So, if they offered it, I'm not going to say no. I just want to do one of you. But the sisters thing, that poses no problem for me. That's their issue.
So, like, okay, where do you like, have them beside each other? Like, what I mean, like, at what point, like, I mean, that is kind of weird for a second, like you said, but that's on them. Like, I mean.
Yeah, you know, it's weird, but if I'm looking up and I'm seeing fine to the left and fine to the right, yay me.
But, yeah, but at some point they start touching each other, then we got a problem, right? Like, do you stop or you keep going? Like, I see these two sisters kissing each other. This is fucking weird.
It is weird, and I would try not to focus on it. I might just try to, like, jump in between, like, put my hand in between and put my dick, put my mouth, something. I might try and break them up, you know, on the slide.
Stop the incest, you know, before the moment gets ruined.
Yeah.
You know, because that's be easy, the same question. You know, not, you know, be easy, of course, Mr. Numb. He's, you know, he had no problem. And he was like, you know, I asked him, would you do a mama daughter? He said, of course.
He probably has done a mother daughter.
Hey, I wouldn't doubt it, man. You know what I'm saying? Oh, and BZ is my winner of the week again. I want y'all to know this. I'm going to let y'all know through every segment. And I'm building up to why he's the winner this week. This is fucking awesome, man. But yeah.
Now, Jerry, yeah, you're pretty conservative. Would you do twins, sisters? I have to add sisters.
If they both was equally of the same thickness and everything, probably.
See, it's not like it's supposed to be gross. And it's gross when you think about them being sisters, but for me, if I'm the one, you know, the victor that gets the spoils, then I'm not concerned. I'm not going to be like, yo, don't kiss her. That's your sister.
Ew. Yeah, I mean, I probably wouldn't, you know, long as they listen. Up. I mean, as long as they didn't have, like, you know, the death wishes, they were skinny or had short hair, yeah, I'm pretty sure it'd go down. I mean, you know, like you said, now that you mentioned that, like, that's their issue. Like, that's not my issue. Like, yo, I'm sorry I just seen you eat your sister box, but, you know. Whoa, you know.
I'd be dying to go to a family reunion. Please, yo. Y'all don't know how these two get down, yeah, son. Don't drink after her. Whoa.
Yeah.
That's shit. I wanted to GQ. Of course, GQ wouldn't do it.
He's a gentleman. Listen, we lost GQ Blue. Like, listen, Phil.
Is it over?
I think so. We're looking for a new, like, we got an empty third chair over here, so we're looking for somebody to fill this third chair. Preferably somebody with an ample ass and nice titties,
yeah, and
a sexy voice.
We're going with the female this time.
Yeah, we got to go female. It's just because, you know, it's too much testosterone, and, you know, and we think the rankings are, you know, it'll go up if we have a nice lady with a nice backside back there.
She's got she will have to be on video. We won't be on video. We record this on Skype, so she will have to be pretty. We are requiring that we record all shows with you naked. This is from Be Easy. I'm just reading the list requirements here. I think that's about it. Is that it? Did we lose you?
Oh, no, I'm still here, man. The kids just walked in, and okay. I had to mute them because I ain't want them to be on the Frocash. You know, I ain't with that Blue Ivy shit.
So, you know, go ahead and send in your email like you've been doing.
Preferably a cover photo. Neck to ankle. in a tight shirt and some spandex, and you know, like a 30-minute, you know, 10 seconds of you just talking on. You call 347. What's the number? 3.
Yeah, it's 877. Some other stuff.
No, there's 347. 2 something.
Yeah, who knows?
Whatever the forecast number, 201-2572. We need you to call that number, and, you know, so we can hear your voice, and, you know.
We've given out the number several times. No one ever calls us.
Yes. And when somebody called, yeah, like the wrestling episode, man. I mean, the wrestling shows. Some guy called in. Hey, y'all must have pissed him off because he left like a long ass. I mean, he left like 4 of them back to back.
Yeah, I got it.
And another thing.
I gotta edit those up, man. That's the homie John Paul Martin, man. That's like our third tag team member.
Okay.
So, man, he tunes in and keeps us on point. That's like the stat. He's the stat boy of the.
Okay. Of the Fro Horseman. Okay, that's what's up. Well, shout out, man. Shout out JP3 and JPM. I thought you said John Paul Martin. Oh, he said John Paul Martin. I thought you said John Paul Martin III. My bad.
Yeah, that's all good, man.
Yeah.
But the threesome thing, man, that's some weird shit. It was a high school kid got caught up with a threesome, too.
Wow, high school kid threesome week.
High school.
We can't talk about this, all right? The high school girls? No, we're not talking about high school girls.
No, this is the high school boy.
So he got caught threesome with high school boys? And we're going to talk about that on the Frocast?
No. It was a high school boy.
Oh, okay.
Two teachers.
Wow.
Yeah. In Louisiana. So,
ooh,
16-year-old, the two teachers got down with him, you know, obviously he's a football player. And he was invited to the home. Of course, it was an English student. The English teacher's always hot.
What's going on with this man?
But yeah, he got him in, and obviously what happened afterwards, 16, you get a threesome with two teachers. He bragged. Of course, what the fuck else am I going to do?
Hey, look, his dumb ass probably told as soon as he left, put it on Facebook like, yo. Yeah,
nigga was probably drying off his dick and Instagramming it at the same time. Like, yo, I just fresh up out of Miss Clean Dick. You know
you
what I'm saying?
You heard me, you did. Baby, the English teacher, baby. He probably can't talk for fuck.
Are you slandering Louisiana, sir?
No, I love Louisiana. If I could pick my accent, it would be like a New Orleans accent. Them are the... Because listen, the ladies love the accent. Like, if you had a New Orleans accent, I'm pretty sure you can fuck a girl just from talking to them. And so if I could pick an accent, it'd be New Orleans first. A real country like ATL, you know, something like that second. But I would have to say I'm from the NOLA. Like, that, when you hear them people talk, man, it's just like, it's magical, man. I don't know, man. So
I know Weezy's baby mama, what's her name, Toya? That the brown skin one? Mm-hmm. Hey, man. Now, mm-hmm. She is fine, but when I hear her talk, I'm like, yeah. Whatever the fuck she said.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, talk to me.
Whatever the fuck she said. My mama's a what? Say it again. I agree. Whatever the fuck she said, you win. I definitely with that. So, yeah, I don't... Did you have... Like, if you could have done, you know, younger germ in school, if you had two teachers, you could get the threesome in. Would you brag?
Hell no. I mean, I'll tell y'all now. I'd be like, yo, man, I remember when I was 16, man, I fuck... But back then, I would statute of limitation. When I got out of school, yes, I'm bragging. But I would have kept it. I kept it. But that's the difference between these new niggas and these, you know, and these new niggas. Because speaking of these new niggas, you know, Queen Germ, she's a professor at the university, and she was telling me about a scandal that's going on in her school. It's this promiscuous girl at the school. And when I say promiscuous, I don't mean promiscuous in a bad way, but a promiscuous way that she loves to fuck. You know what I'm saying? Simple as that. So, you know, a couple of dudes in the program, you know, she was at a party one night, seen some dude, you know, let him hit. And she was in class, text some dude, and she was just like, yo, I want to fuck right now. Look, she said right now. And then he was just like now? She was like, yes, you go ahead and get up, follow me out of the classroom, we'll go to the bathroom. So then, you know, these are the texts going back. And he was like, I might need some head. She was like, well, I think I need some water. You know what I'm saying? So, boom. He goes back, you know, he leaves out of the classroom, they handle their business. When they get done, this man takes a snapshot of the fucking text messages and put them on whatever the group thing that they have.
Snapchat
like
or some shit now?
Well, no, not Snapchat, but like the little group for the whole, like, program or something.
Oh,
like
some okay. Kind of student messenger shit.
Yeah, some shit. He puts the shit on there, man.
Oh.
I mean, what's the point of that? Like, listen. Yes, she topping you off in the middle of class, bro. Why would you want to mess that up, man? You know what I'm saying? Yeah, like,
if anything, if you want to be, you know, a slimy asshole, take the snapshot and threaten to show somebody. Now, granted, I don't think that she would have given a fuck if she smashed old boy at the party last night and she smashed you in class.
But she trying to get into this, whatever the little sorority for whatever the little, you know how some like business class had like a little kappa whatever.
Oh, okay, yeah.
She trying to get in that, and that's one of the little things about being fucking a whore. You know, now everybody knows she's a whore, and now you done messed up this girl's life because she loves sucking dick in the middle of class.
He done messed up everybody's life.
You know what I'm saying? Like, so the next guy, like, yo, like, I was gonna get her to top me off this weekend, bro. Like, you fucked it up. You know what I'm saying,
we talked about this shit a couple episodes ago. Like, niggas, stop sharing shit. Handle your business. Niggas, you know what? Dudes is bigger hoes these days than women.
Exactly.
Flat out. We talked about women all the time on this show. Women doing this, women doing that. These dudes, y'all hoes ain't loyal.
Yes.
You messed up a perfectly good session.
I mean, in the middle. Listen, he probably ain't watching his nuts that day. She was willing to suck your dirty ass dick in the middle of class, man. And he just...
He's a fuck kid. He is the group loser for this
group week. Loser. Somebody need to put him up, put loser on his face. Like, listen, we're not slut shaming in 2014. So if she loves to suck dick in the middle of class, that's her business. But don't you go out there and shame her for no.
Nah, you fucking up. She's probably sucking dick and making grades. She is a standard for the world right now. You fucked it
like,
up.
That's what you want. Like, exactly.
You fucked it up, man. Some other bullshit this week, man. It's been a weird week. I mentioned this on my Facebook. Customer service is getting my L for the whole week.
Yeah.
All customer service. U.S. Air customer service. Chick-fil-A fucked up today.
No, I don't believe that. No, I don't believe Chick-fil-A bad service.
I told this chick, all right.
Not believing it.
Like, I told you my usual order: 2 Chick-fil-A sandwiches with American cheese. This motherfucker gave me 2 sandwiches with no cheese, added tomato. I got the barbecue sauce in the bag. All wrong. All that shit is wrong.
Sound like they just gave you the wrong sandwich.
Complete wrong order, yo.
So you were like me, so all right, you don't check your order once you leave. Like,
I checked it when I pulled off.
Yeah, see, you like me. Like, I my wife, she always gets on me about that. I don't know why you don't check your food before you leave. I get home and I look at it like, this is not what the fuck was. So I end up having to call. But the good thing about it, I do call and get free shit. Because I'm like, I'm not about to drive back over there. You're going to give me something free the next time I'm over on that side of town.
You know, yeah, I do have 2 extra sandwiches in the refrigerator. That's not the point. The point is that they fuck. And I never check Chick-fil-A. Like, because they always.
Why would you?
Right. Why would you check?
That's like going to Publix. You're not going to check your receipt. They're not going to cheat you. Where shopping is a pleasure.
That's about
Yes. And you know what I'm saying? Then you don't have to look at your receipt. You know how much you save.
They told Jameis Winston, man.
We had to. We are a sponsor of the Florida Gators. I don't understand, like, public truth.
We just said there was an agenda behind that.
Yes. Yeah, it's thieving ass, just stealing crab legs. Like, nigga ain't even stealing the imitation. He going for real crab legs, getting the bitches cooked and everything. Like, I can see if that was raw, but no, you getting the bitches cooked. Like, you just habitual with it.
I mean, I haven't gone on with the rest of the losers this week, but can we just talk about him for a second? Has he ruined his NFL stock?
Somewhat. People think he's an idiot. I mean, he's still going to be a first rounder, but he's not going to be top 15 pick, allegedly. Well, actually, he went from top 5 to 23rd to now he's back in like the 15, 16. So he can work his way back up. But everybody knows he's an idiot. And so now we're on idiot alert because of him. And so that's what's going on with Jameis.
That idiot can't lead a team.
I mean, the idiot can lead the team, obviously, as long as you keep making excuses for him. He can't lead the team in the NFL because, in Roger Goodell's NFL, he's not going to put up with this bullshit, it's not going to happen. And Jameis is, and this thing with Jameis, he does little dumb, everybody want to excuse it as, just a college kid being a college kid. But, he can't. Sometimes you got to stand up and say, you know what, I got to stop doing dumb stuff. Like, it happens. You grow up. And, you fucking won the Heisman. You fucking the quarterback at a major university, number 1 team in the nation, national champions. I think you should know it's a spotlight on your ass. If you don't, you're stupid. And,
he'd be out of the league by now. You got the fucking rape charge. You got the stolen crab legs. And then you got the stupid lunchroom shit. He'd be done. He'd be fucking done. So I don't see him getting picked.
He would have had PETA on his ass. He would have had the women. Whatever, the battered women. I mean, look, he would have tempers on his head. Yeah, he would have been out. They would have had to sit him down, man.
Shit's done. So I don't see him getting drafted, bro.
Speaking of done, it's all right. This is fresh off the line from Be Easy. Stephanie Santiago. And if you don't know who she is, people, she's the girl that did the Bonita Applebaum, had the trial called Quest Paint Job. You remember her?
Yes, sir.
Okay, she admitted to liposuction and getting $15,000 ass surgery done. I don't know where this is news coming. Anytime I see a girl with a big ass, I assume it's fake. I mean, I'm sorry. All these fake ass balloon asses have ruined, people that's assologists like myself, like that study ass, that just love looking at the contours of a woman's ass and, the lumpiness of it, the jiggliness of an ass. Like, me. Going to school for this many years, just study ass. Like, it saddens me that all these women now are going. I don't know if it's the pressure from society to have a nice, voluptuous, thick ass where you can just grab 2 handfuls of ass and just, I don't understand. You know what I'm saying? But according to her, she fell to the pressures and she spent $15,000 on a butt job.
Damn. That's a lot of money. Yeah, that's a lot of cake for some cake.
She's sitting on like a 2002 Honda. You know what I'm saying?
That's a lot of ass. But it did. Hey, she went. So $15,000. She went to a better surgeon than, say, somebody else I saw.
It's not silicone or what's the other way you can get? It's not silicone. She said it's actual fat injections. And she said when you get fat injections, you have to work out. Once you get lipo, you can't just go like these chicks that afford 1 lipo and then that's the, no, that's not. No, you got to keep getting lipo. So, like, chicks like Kim Kardashian and, Nia Lee and all y'all girls are these fake bodies. You know, the Black Chynas, the Nicki Minajs, who had her cakes put on display the last couple of weeks. You know, it's sad.
She said, so she got lipo.
Yes.
So she got lipo from one area and got the fat put into her ass.
She said when she got the first procedure, they took fat from her upper thigh, her back, and some like right up on her titties and shit like that, and put in her ass. Yeah.
And so then she says she has to work out and keep getting lipo
to keep the shape, because she said once you do that fat transfer, it's actually easier for you to gain the weight back, because you have to eat right and exercise. So, you know, I guess the fat will, you know, emerge as fat again or something. And she was just saying,
that doesn't make sense.
But listen, man, it doesn't make sense to get a fake ass, man. So, you know, ladies, please stop with the fake asses, okay? I felt a fake ass before. You go to strip. It's all right. I don't know if you've been to a strip club lately.
Of course, I'm married.
But I mean, I've been lately. But you know. Sometimes, I mean, you know, Queenie Jern went to a strip club with me. Yes. Hey, listen. It's all right. Best time you can have, take a girl with you to the strip club. Strippers are
nice. I've been there. I just haven't been with my wife. I've been with two females.
Oh, okay. Yeah. The strippers are so much nicer to you when you're with a girl. Like, you just, they give you free dances. They just sit there, let you touch them anywhere you want to.
Keep preaching.
They're going a little too far, but still, you know, it's
allegedly.
Nice. Allegedly. Yeah. Who knows what happened? It's dark in there.
So she got her surgery done. You got to keep getting lipo. None of that shit makes sense to me.
Doesn't make sense to me at all, man. Just like, you know, ladies, we like you whether you got no waist or you got extra waist. You know what I'm saying? Somebody out there for you, man. I mean, so stop with that.
Does that diminish the image at all? Of her dressed up like the child cockroach?
I don't know, because, I mean, we love fake asses all day. Like, anytime anybody's still hyping up a Kim Kardashian pic, you cannot put down the next girl, because Kim Kardashian look like she has a fucking diaper, a full diaper on.
Flesh-colored diaper. I agree.
It's just disgusting. Her leg, just like, listen, any guys that says, yo, Kim Kardashian got a nice ass, I want to slap them, because that is disgusting looking. It doesn't look real at all. You know, her face, like, she's going to be the new Joan Rivers, you know. You know what I'm saying? But we're going to have a whole bunch of Joan Rivers looking chicks going, did you see little Kim on a Breakfast Club?
Why does she keep getting worse?
Actually, she looks better than she has in years, like just face wise. Because, I mean, she was bad off a couple, you know what I'm saying? Like, but she got a fucking mole implanted on her face. Like, yeah. I don't know where that came from. Then her top lip doesn't even move when she talks. She just like, hey, and the way she talks, I mean, so.
She looks as bad as her last album sounds.
Wow. Oh, she got a mixtape coming up.
I heard it. It's just horrible.
Whatever she said. Yeah, like Lil' Kim. You hyping up a mixtape like it's an album dropping. It's a fucking mixtape. This is 2014. You drop the mixtape, you keep it moving, you hype your album, all right?
Drop the mixtape and it's bad.
Yes, you trying to sell your mixtape? Like, who does that? Like,
She's Drake.
Yes, like nobody's checking. I understand you got a kid now. You might need diaper money or something like that, but right. You know, stop, Kim, stop.
Who smashed this version of Lil' Kim?
Some dude, man. I ain't going to say some loser because he's fucking Lil' Kim, the queen bee, you know. Like,
is that a bin? I thought we were saying Beyonce's the queen bee.
Look, I guess in 1995 or 6 or 7, you know.
Right, that's a fucking win back then.
Yeah, 2014. I don't think it's dead because she was fresh off. She was smelling like Biggie cum. You know what I'm saying? Like, I really wouldn't want to smash no girl after Biggie, man. You know what I'm saying? Just like, you know, like you know, it's a certain thing. Just I would be like, nah, man, I'm good. Like, so, you know, I don't know.
Said she smelled like Biggie's cum. Really, nigga?
Yes.
Oh, God. Some more sick shit to talk about. Ebola done made it to the States, man. Celebrate? Ebola.
Ebola, is that like, is it? I told you, motherfuckers about to start turning into zombies, all right?
That's pretty much it. It starts off with symptoms that seem like a regular cold. Then you get the weight loss. That's a plus. Mm. And then you have internal bleeding. That's not a win.
Damn.
And then you fucking die. Shout out to Ebola in Texas. They've apparently contained it and all this shit, which is what they always tell us. But what they won't elaborate on is where his plane may have stopped on his way to the States. They won't elaborate on the condition of his family members that he was here to visit.
Mm.
It, you know what I'm saying? Like, this is just how it starts. So it's in Dallas.
Let me ask you a question, Sal, right? So this Ebola virus, let me guess where it started.
I'm just gonna take a wild hit,
and I'm gonna spin my globe around. I stop the globe, and I'm gonna point to this. I'm just gonna run my hands across the globe, and whatever my hands stop on, I'm sure this is the continent that it came from. Africa, am I right? Am I right?
Of course.
Okay. See, that's people. That's why I don't never want to go to Africa. That's why I wouldn't fuck a girl from Africa. I'm sorry. Listen, my African brethren, you know what I'm saying? Whatever. Listen, y'all stay over there, okay? Because whatever y'all are infecting the world with, we don't want that shit. Every time something bad, hurricanes come from Africa. Ebola come from Africa. Famine comes from Africa. I mean, listen, Africa, listen, y'all need to stay over there, okay? I don't want none of no, I'm never going to Africa. You don't have to never wear it. And like, that's one place I would never, ever, ever visit. I'm sorry. I can't do it. Mm-mm. Sorry.
Look, man, I don't know that we can just say it's Africa. I bet you
that's where it came from.
But the CDC owns a patent on a particular strain of Ebola.
That comes from Africa. They found it in some African jungle. Some little wild little fucking gorilla was walking around with it and scratched some fucking... some journalist that was over there recording the silverbacks in the mist, and then
not really. They were awarded this patent in 2010, which would sound more like, if we're going with the conspiracy theorist thing, that they tested it on motherfuckers, which the U.S. has been known to do.
Yeah,
and then go ahead and get the patent on it, and then say, "Voila, we cured it because we created the motherfucker."
Yeah.
That's how it goes. I don't think it's fair for Germ to slander the entire country, Africa.
Well, I'm sorry, certain countries of Africa, okay? I know some of y'all countries are fucking, like Liberia, I seen the video. Y'all are disgusting over there. Listen, you need to watch it. Liberia is, I thought Liberia was a good place, seeing that it was, you know, made by, you know, freed slaves, and I figured it was just like America, they speak English over there. I figured like Liberia was good, till I watched the video. I said, oh shit. You know, like, Liberia's fucked up. It's one of the poorest countries in the world, one of the bottom four countries in the world. Like,
but you know, live in a state where the one of the bottom four cities in the country are.
Where? I don't live in Alabama.
You do.
I don't live in Mississippi. I don't live in South Carolina. I don't live in Tennessee.
There's a lot of
stuff. Can I go on? I don't live in Detroit.
There's a lot of stuff.
I don't live in Chicago. I don't live in fucking Richmond, California, Sacramento, California.
Hey, man, I think we need to go ahead and move on before we get
East
shut
St.
down.
Louis?
Oh, my God. Germ is slandering everybody.
New York City? Come on. Do I need to keep going? It's all right.
Look, man, I guess the last topic to talk about before we get shut the fuck down is the Secret Service. Are they trying to kill Obama?
Listen, somebody is, because... We laughed about Bush getting shoes thrown at him, but we got niggas jumping fences, running rampant in the wild. Like, why nobody? Listen, they laying black niggas down in the streets for nothing. This nigga run clear across the White House like nobody seen his monkey ass. Like, how the hell do you run? And why does the White House door unlock?
He got through. He had a knife. They caught him. He didn't get shot. They shot old girl that had the car with the baby in the back seat.
They shot the shit out of her.
But this motherfucker gets on the grass and is running around with a goddamn SpongeBob SquarePants backpack and shit.
This motherfucker, no, not just on the ground. He ran in the White House, runs through. I mean, like, so.
Hold on, man. He was in the White House?
This motherfucker ran in the White House. They stopped him in another day. Like, they said he ran by an elevator with leads to where the family be at. They called him like in a room. They like corralled him in a room and, you know what I'm saying, you know, put him down. I was just like, what in the hell? Like, listen, man.
So he still didn't get shot?
No, they just put him down. And then they said there's another incident where they had some guy that was a felon and he was armed with a gun in the elevator with Obama, and they didn't know he was a felon until there was somebody, I guess they did a security check on him. They was like, sir, they came to fire him. And then come to find out, he was on the elevator with the president with a gun. They took his gun from him. They was like, sir, yeah, you got to, you know, you ain't clear something. And I'm just like, God damn, Lane.
I don't get it.
Our president is close to getting touched, people. Like, this is ridiculous. Like, I don't know if this is the grand scheme of things, if this is his, like, maybe Obama listened too much Tupac and he feel like for him to be immortal, he needs to be killed. But that's not what we need, Obama. All right, man. I mean, not till you get up out of there, you know, saying, get saved. You got babies to raise, man, you know, but I don't want to see the man go out like this, but it's ridiculous. You know, I was hoping.
He got to get the nation security now. It's over. Secret Service is done. Go ahead and get that Fruit of Islam security.
I mean, he needs some because, I mean, listen, that wouldn't happen to Louis Farrakhan. Like, I mean.
Hey, Louis is still alive and he done said some shit.
I mean, Louis done some shit. What you mean said? He done some shit.
He's still alive and kicking.
I mean, motherfucker jumped the fence. And then I heard that they have some kind of alarm system and then they had the alarm turned down so nobody really heard the alarm. Like, what did we do? So motherfucker Homer Simpson's at the motherfucking table, right, or some shit? Like, I mean,
sleeping, drooling. Sleep with donuts.
Yeah, drooling, coffee all over the motherfucking place. Like, you know, I mean, this motherfucker climbed the fence, ran up in the house, which, like I said, the door was unlocked, and he just ran. I'm like,
he was probably surprised how he got.
He was just like, oh,
once he got across the grass and got to the front door, he was like, oh.
Where was Ohio State strength and conditioning coach to stop this motherfucker from running across the fucking field?
Definitely gonna use a rock bottom on that.
You know what I'm saying? Like this, I mean, that was a rock bottom and a motherfucking horse collar at the same time.
And at least a bullet. Yes. At least one bullet. I saw a dude get shot the other day on video, and I think that was in Utah. He got shot on video for getting his wallet.
Damn. Oh, yeah.
His own car.
Yes, and then he was like, yo, you told me to get...
Why did you shoot me? You told me to get my wallet. I was getting my wallet.
At least that cop got fired. I mean, you know.
Yeah, he got fired. We'll see if he faces any charges. I mean,
oh, it's South Carolina, man. He's not facing.
Oh, was it South Carolina? Yeah.
Yes.
What part of South Carolina?
The bad part.
We already know how that works for germ, man.
Yes.
I think we've rambled enough for these people. Let's get the fuck out of here.
Winners and losers, all right. Winners and losers.
I said
about speaking of, closing on that. Oh, okay, we didn't have people shoot at the White House since Obama been there. Like they got bullets. They didn't even know something. Like, oh yeah, we didn't see these bullet holes right here. So, the White House. Like, we seriously need to watch the security of because I mean, like I said, he can get touched. They need to do something, a barricade or something, stop visitors from coming by. I mean, move the president somewhere else. Just let the White House be a little fucking monument or some shit.
Yeah, they're trying to get him the fuck out of there.
Yeah. He need to go in that room where where Olivia and Buddy be fucking that all the time. You know what I'm saying? He just need to stay down there because, you know.
Olivia Perez. That's probably why they couldn't find
Fitz.
Him.
That's his name.
Fitz and Olivia was out
there. Yeah, look, Obama wasn't there when all this happened, but his baby mama and his kids were. So,
hold on, man. Can we not? Let's.
Don't do that. She said that my baby daddy, she started that. Don't throw it off on me.
Get to the winners and losers, man. Let's not slander everything this episode.
My winner this week is the motherfucking Honorable B. Easy. Why is he my winner? He's doing something that most old guys wish they could do. And what's that? That's fucking a 22-year-old girl in her prime. So shout out to B. Easy. Look, a girl that, I'm going to put it out there, you know, a girl that loves fucking people in his family. You know what I'm saying? And now she fulfilled her destiny by fucking the nephew and the uncle, man. So shout out, man. And yo, man. And then I heard that, you know, she's got a bad body and, you know, so dang. What's up? Shout out, Beezy, my winner. You know, got him some young puss. You know what I'm saying? It was all good. My loser this week, the people of Cleveland. No. It's LeBron's hairline. Cause LeBron, man. Come on, man. Like, look. You can't be on Monday and have your shit out. You're true. You're like, that shit. It's all right. If you can put that as a picture.
That nigga hairline was at his eyebrows on Monday. It was at his earlobes on Tuesday.
That shit looked like some old field turf or some shit.
I mean, LeBron's my homie, but that nigga had a hair hat. Yeah. He had a hair fitted. God, that motherfucker came down to his eyebrows on Monday, and by Wednesday, that shit would look like a shag. All he had was a tail.
Yeah, that shit was fucking light as a motherfucker, like, later on, like, goddamn, LeBron. Like, they showed him, like, a day later, and they were just like, yo, what the fuck? Like, how that shit happen like that late?
Hey, man, if magic can cure AIDS, I know that we can find a cure for LeBron's hairline.
Hey, man, I mean, it is a cure. It's called cutting it off, okay? It's sad when you a young nigga and you got a hairline like an old ass nigga. Like, I don't like, yo, Eric Weems that played for We play for Chicago Bears. Oh my God. Like that. No, he might play. Yeah, Eric Wayne. Look at his hairline. Next time you see this nigga, when he take his fucking helmet off, this nigga hairline is in the middle of his fucking head, son. Like, I'm telling you. This shit fucked up. Like, so I feel bad for these young niggas with these old hairlines, man. It make you, you know, goddamn. Like, hopefully when I get old, man, I still have all my hair. Because I talk shit about niggas with no hair. So
but I'm trying to cut mine off. I just don't like the way the hairline look. I just don't like it. Like, it's not receding. And it's not, I don't know, it just don't look right to me. I don't like it. So I'm trying to cut my shit off, man. I might cut that shit off today. I ain't got shit else to do.
It's all right. See, stay with the hair problems. Yo. Hey, look, like, really comment if y'all know the Saul Wright hair problems. He always talk about his hair, man. I mean, his hair, like, between procasts, he had locks 1 week, a mohawk another week, bald head next. Like, I don't understand how this man does it, but he does it. Like, he has photo evidence of it, so, I mean, I can't buy it. I mean,
did you say locks 1 week
and the mohawk next week? Yes, and the mohawk, like, it's just crazy. Like, it's all right. I don't know how he does it. You know, I mean,
hey, you know, holler at me if you want that them good edges, ladies. You know what I'm saying? Them edges.
You still fuck with the whip shit? I mean, you still do that? Or is it?
I ordered so many beard butters, I don't need any right now. I got like 5 beard butters laying around the crib.
Damn.
And it's good because the price went up. The price is
now popping,
like.
She's popping now, son.
She's popping now. So it's like $14 for 4 ounces. This shit is, we on some Blue Magic prices right now, son. I can't order no more.
Yeah, that's what's up.
I have to wear this out, and then if that don't work, I might have to cut the beard off. Shit.
Yeah.
Winners this week. I gotta say, the United States Supreme Court, or justice system, I guess would be the best way to say it. Your boy Dunn got locked up, man. They shot Jordan Davis. He got convicted first degree murder.
What?
It took them less than 6 hours to get his ass caught up.
I live in Florida, and I didn't even notice.
See what I'm saying? You live in where? You just told him what state.
I said Florida. I mean, but, you know, I didn't even notice.
Yeah, he got caught up. So I appreciate y'all getting one of these motherfuckers right. I mean, we only seen 35 to 40 black kids get shot in the last taping of the Procast. So I appreciate y'all incriminating one of these motherfuckers.
We working on it.
My losers this week. Anybody not down with Missouri sports? So by proxy, Missouri is also a winner. The Cardinals in the playoffs. The Kansas City, Missouri Royals are in the playoffs. The Mizzou Tigers won. So we're back in the top 25.
Should lose to Indiana.
St. Louis Rams were off this week, so they didn't lose. I appreciate that shit. So, yeah, it's just a Missouri thing, man.
I'm going to let you have that. It's a Midwest thing. I'm going to let you have it. I'm not going to shit on your parade, so all right. Next week. Cardinals gonna be out. Like all your team gonna be out. So I write this game the kiss of death.
Cardinals ain't gonna be out.
Cause it's a 5-game series, maybe. But they gonna be.
It's so much hate. You know the Cardinals are going back to the World Series this year.
I mean, that's sad, man. Where's the competition? At? Where the '90s Braves at, man? Did the Braves make the playoffs? All right. Hey, man, I made it through a whole season where I watched more Little League World Series than I actually watched real baseball, like major baseball this year.
Yeah, and it's bad.
I think I watched Derek Jeter when let me stop lying. I ain't watched that shit either.
No, the Braves didn't make it, man. The fucking Nationals made it, though.
Wow.
The Washington Nationals. And the fucking the Pirates got their ass dusted last night, so the Giants are back in the playoffs, and the Dodgers in the playoffs.
Well.
So we got to beat the Dodgers again so we can make it to the World Series.
All California teams, man. That's crazy.
It's a wrap. Once we get past them, they're good. Yeah, California is raking it in right now. The Dodgers, the Angels, the Giants, and is there somebody else? That might be it. Baltimore Orioles are in. That was my other link.
Prince Durham just walked in. Yes, Prince Durham, what do you need, sir? Could you go get you something to eat? And could you play Xbox? And you want to eat before you go to football practice. Eat your apple. You can eat after practice. Get your apple. Okay? All right.
You got to give him some carbs, man. So, you know what I'm saying?
3,002, son. Okay?
You can't get no oodles and noodles?
Hey, no. You don't eat that shit around here.
Hey, man. That's the carbs for practice. It'll be good for practice.
You can eat apple. Maybe. All right,
shit. I think that's our winners and losers, man. Give them the shout out so we can get out of here, bro.
All right, man. Shout out to the whole nation, man. Shout out to Block Skiat. Shout out to H2O. Shout out to everybody that fuck with the Fro, man. You know who you is. Shout out to the artist formerly known as GQ Blue. Shout out to Be Easy, man. Shout out to the crew, man. Tracy May still trying to make the Tracy May Be Easy marriage happen, even though I just alleged some scandalous news about him. But pay no attention to that, Tracy May. He's still a good guy, and he's gonna be your husband one day. He's gonna walk you down that aisle and play Jagged Edge and Let's Get Married and all that stuff for you, you know.
God damn. How do you wrap that up after just giving him anyway, man? My shout outs the same as Germs. All the people who fuck with Nappy Afro. I used to do individual shout outs, but a lot of you motherfuckers that I shout out don't really listen to the show.
Yeah.
I'm not doing that no more.
Nope.
I'm not doing that no more. If you fuck with us, you shout out. Like your boy TK say, shout out. That's it, man. This is episode 131 of the Frocast. We'll be back with another episode next week. I'm your man Saltwright, aka Hands Up, Fuck You, sitting in with King Germ. We will holler at y'all next time on NappyAfro.com. Frocast. Look us up on all social media under Nappy Afro or Frocast. We'll holler. Peace.
Peace.
Yeah, what's up? This is PTZ, aka The Thriller Man, tuning in to Nappy Afro to get the hottest and honest reviews. So if you're at work or at home, you can't go wrong. Hit up Nappy Afro. Deuces.
NappyAfro.com.